The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Beer.
It's a bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth there.
His playing style.
I have a little bit of a prick in me, I think, a quieter one. It wasn't always comfortable, but I did it. And I just did it and, you know, accepted that was the way it was.
Coffee crisp.
I just hold on to it. I just hold on and I suck on it. Right in the roof of my mouth. It's unbelievable.
Whatever this is.
His speed was so fast, he would just take off. And then he beat Manning. Got a little distracted there.
It's time for Struds On.
Oliver Ekman Larson. So, you know, I've had buddies text me. We get texts on the show all the time. And, you know, there's people on the social media suggesting that, you know, no one wants to come to Edmonton. No one wants to come to Edmonton. All right, let's just look at a couple of things. First off, there's 31 teams in the NHL. He's on Arizona, and he gave a list of two teams that he'd go to, Boston and Vancouver. So that means there's a ton of other teams that didn't get any love from Oliver Ekman Larson either. Now, some of them might not have the ability to trade for him because they don't have the cap space or whatever the case may be, but let's not get too insecure thinking that this is what happened, that he did not want to come back to or didn't want to come to Edmonton just because it's Edmonton. You know, there's 28 other teams that didn't get the nod from OEL. And the Oilers have gotten some free agents in the past. It's a good one. Sekera, Lucic. The New York Islanders lost John Tavares. He went from the Islanders to the mighty Toronto Maple Leafs. Scott Niemeyer left New Jersey, and he went to Anaheim. There's been other markets in other sports. You think of last year when Kawhi Leonard, he left Toronto, which is widely acknowledged as a pretty awesome city in North America, and he went back to L.A., and guess what? He didn't go to the Lakers. He went to the Clippers. So I think that when big name free agents, they leave one market and go to another, that happens all the time. They don't always choose where you want them to go. Or in this case, a trade option that's available. And, you know, even look at Paul George when he went over to the Clippers. You know, there's teams that wanted him as well, but he chose to go to the Clippers because he wanted to be with Kawhi. So this idea that, you know, free agents, they none of them want to come to Edmonton, I don't think that's accurate. Part of the issue is that the team hasn't been won a lot of games. I think that's part of the reality. And yes, there are two great players here in this community that play for the Edmonton Oilers. But there's more to it than that. There's always deeper things than just, I hate Edmonton as a city. Well, is it as good as Chicago? No. I'm never going to say it's as good as Chicago. There's a lot of good things about Edmonton. But, you know, there's no beach like there is in Chicago. There's not as big a city, not as many amenities and things. But Edmonton's got a lot of things going for it as well. So I think we just have to get out of this idea. To me, we always sound so insecure when we're like, oh, well, Oliver Ekman Larson didn't want to come to Edmonton. Hey, everyone in the NHL hates this city. Okay, I hear that. I understand and respect what you're saying. But do you think it's just the city? Or do you look at other situations? And what about all the other 28 cities? Do they all suck as well? I mean, there's got to be a little bit of thought put in this. So let's be less sensitive to it. He doesn't want to come here, no problem. He also doesn't want to, he didn't say he wanted to go to Calgary. He also didn't say he wanted to go to whatever, Columbus. He didn't say he wanted to go to Dallas. He didn't want to, like, there's a lot of teams that he said didn't say yes to as well. So let's get over it. Let's get over and kind of figure that stuff out.